Welcome back, everyone. Another episode of the Bat Boys. Sam, how you doing?
Doing great, Tim. It's good to see you. Where are you right now in your nomadic life?
Texas for the next month. Enjoying the weather. The weather's turning. Breakfast tacos, coffee, all the great things that Austin has to offer. I'm here.
What's next in your homelessness?
My homelessness?
Where are you off to next?
Well, before I return to the New York streets, I scoped out a few places under bridges there, and I think I got something for the winter. Cheap rent. And then I'm heading to...
That's good.
I have a little vacation plan, Sam, in Arizona.
Ah. Yeah. A vacation. It seems like your entire year has been a vacation, Tim. What did you need a vacation from? But, Tim, actually, that's a good segue. What you need a vacation from is all the stress with being a Valencia fan, which is why we have this podcast, to help lessen the stress on everybody else. What a stressful week, Tim. We had really an unencouraging display. Javi Gracia looks like he's been there for 20 years and it's only been like the week 9 and he can't get a freaking center midfielder on a loan or a center back, Tim. It's really a tough state of affairs.
It's not looking good. 1-1 versus Huesca at an empty Mestalla, barely at home. And maybe we'll get into the first half here, Sam, but not encouraging. So let's walk through a little bit of context. This leaves us, where are we now in the standings? It doesn't really matter too much. There's a lot of other teams I haven't played much, but we started with Dominic, Was, Diakabi, Guillamon, Gaia. Paulista is still out. Jason on the right. He played well last game, so not too surprised. Kondogbia, Rachic in the middle. Guedes on the left, and Vallejo and Gomez. No Kang and Lee starting this week, Sam. Maybe a little row with the coach. Any you reading into that?
Yeah, I don't know. I was surprised. I think everybody was surprised, and I think the way we played, it really begged for Kang and Lee to be out there instead of Vallejo. I really like Vallejo. He's a crafty player, yeah. And he's a player that, you know, can slip in some goals, but he's not sort of an attacking center midfielder, second forward that we would need in a game like this. Someone who could play between the lines. That's not him. So, it may have been a message that Gracia was trying to send after the row between Kang and Lee and Gaia over the free kick, and maybe just to again make sure that he doesn't think that he's getting too big. We don't want another, you know, Ferran Torres situation on our hands. But we really needed a player like Kang and Lee because we just had very little offensive output.
Yeah, so Huesca is coming off a draw and a draw to Villarreal, a loss to Cadiz. And so a little unknown. I don't know much about Huesca. And they really had the run of the play, I think, the first – maybe largely the first half, Sam. And I think the theme, you know, coming into this game, we talked about defense, we talked about our midfields, and we talked about getting chances moving forward. And I can't say confidently we started the first half hour, even maybe first half, with an improvement on maybe a lot of those. Maybe aside from our defensive positioning was maybe a little better, but we took a lot of maybe unnecessary pressure from Huesca.
Yeah, I would treat it, and maybe this is a false binary, but I would treat it as, I actually thought we defensively were pretty stout. Like, yeah. They didn't have a lot of lines, even though we didn't have much of the ball. They didn't really have any clear-cut chances in that entire first half, really until that minute 60, where they just got, like, 5 chances in a row, each of which required this like amazing save by Costa until they eventually scored. But really, I thought that, I mean, I think, you know, a couple positives could be that, you know, I thought Diakabi played well. Diakabi played like a mature player. I thought Kondogbia played superbly in doing what Kondogbia does, and Rosic, I think, played well in that regard too. It was just it's a defensive lineup, right? Like we don't have like we have this gap. We have, you know, Rosic and Kondogbia like to stay deep. We need to have somebody, and then Vallejo, I think, is like, to me, he's like a poacher, and then Maxi is not a player that should be all over the pitch. Yeah. So we just had a gap there, and it was a gap that, you know, I think it was obvious that like Kangin Lee should have been in because we just didn't have – we had this disconnect. It was like, why even play two forwards if we can't get any offensive momentum? I mean, poor Maxi. Maxi, I mean, did Maxi play? I mean, I don't know that Maxi did anything wrong, but we never got him the ball, right? I mean, it was kind of a waste.
Yeah, I agree. And I also thought a lot about Vallejo and Maxi and just our inability to, like, they don't really come and get the ball very much. You're right. Vallejo's kind of that poacher. I wouldn't see him to come in and pick up the ball and turn. And Maxi can lay the ball off very well and is great in the air, but then – you know, what do we do when we do get the ball? Kondogbia is like, you know, at the 20-yard mark and we pick up the ball defensively. Yeah. Like, where do we go? And I think our outlet was like Guedes a little bit. And he would just sort of run. And Jason, I don't think was, I'd say maybe performed a little, maybe lesser. Yeah.
He was less effective
last week. But also, do you really blame him? Does he have a lot of outlet there? Like, where does he go if he's playing so deep as well? So, not a lot of chances going forward, and not maybe a lot of concern chances from Oesca. And unfortunately, what was it, the 35th minute, we came down. Wass, who had a really horrible cross first half, I think he's skying his crosses, got a little lucky on that goal.
Yeah, he got very lucky. I mean, it was a very fortunate goal for Valencia and sort of undeserved. But I was, you know, I had kind of thought at that point, and really up until we gave away the goal, that we were tight enough defensively that we might be able to muster a 1-0 win. But it was, you know, I mean, and a lot of people are saying, wow, like Huesca is a terrible team and we made them look so good. They had some brilliant shots on goal. I mean, like there were some half chances that, you know, I mean, there is in the build up to their actual goal. I mean, it was like a series of corner kicks that we were giving up because there were just these amazing shots. One was, you know, the first one was this save that Kwame Costa had with his left hand that was going upper 90. That was on a volley. I mean, it was a spectacular shot. I mean, Huesca, like they looked, when they had opportunities, they looked good. You know, I think there's a question of whether they should have had, you know, opportunities to begin with, whether we should have asserted a more control over the game. But you know, I actually thought Huesca looked like a talented team.
Yeah, I agree. And I really like their 20s, Seon, if I'm saying his name correctly. They, of course, Okazali, number 12, haven't seen him in a while. And who's at number 7, Ferreira. So they also had a right back, I think, who is 53 years old, and maybe at one point a sub come in, who's maybe the town doctor that came in. But they were very technically great, and that's just like La Liga. I was talking to someone about
La Liga's tough.
Face a team, like, you're always going to face a team that has a technical ability. I don't know if there's few teams in La Liga that won't be able to possess the ball if you let them have it, and I think that's what Huesca, you know, did here in the first half. So, very fortunate for that goal. And I think much of the theme probably continued in the second half. I didn't see a lot of lift going into the second half. I don't know. What did you see?
Yeah, I mean, I saw a lot. I agree. I think that it was – the game was really largely the same from minute one to, like, minute 80.
Yeah.
Even when they scored, you know, I mean, there were, again, just that kind of bizarre series of chances that were just all in a row from them, which eventually culminated in their goal, but didn't really change the game. It's, again, we were not really creating chances, but we were pretty, our lines were sharp. you know, Rosic and Kondogbia. Kondogbia was the man of the match for me. I mean, I guess you have to give it to Costa because he made so many good saves. But Kondogbia, you know, they were both doing the sort of octopus legs and
I think we
and
traded
stealing.
Juan Costa, Sam.
Oh, Juan Costa. Oh, sorry. Dominic. I've been saying Costa the whole time. Dominic.
Yeah, you've been channeling. You just missed him so much. You loved him last year. You miss him.
I never loved him, and I don't miss him. And it's so funny. Right before the podcast, I was like, Tim, we got to get the names right. All right, let's get the names right. And then I've been saying a different name for our keeper the whole time. Yeah, I thought, Dominic made some excellent saves. But Kondogbia and Rosic, I thought, we're playing well. We just couldn't create opportunities until Kangin Lee came in, and I thought that did change the game a bit. I did think that we had some good opportunities, and it started looking like if we could get a little bit more precision, maybe we could score. Another problem of the game, Tim, with me, we talked about this last week, but the free kick situation. I love Gaia. Gaia is just like a player I just absolutely love to watch. I do think he hasn't been playing as well these first couple of games as we tend to see, but I don't think he should be taking free kicks. I don't think Wash should be taking free kicks. Yeah. So maybe Wash can take corners. Maybe, I don't know. But, you know, I think a combination of, you know, maybe Maxi taking them with his right when we're in offensive positions and Kangin Lee taking them with his left could be a good recipe moving forward. It's harder, of course, because Kangin Lee wasn't playing. But, Gaia, I love Gaia, but not the free kick taker, I don't think.
At least not right now. I mean, he hasn't traditionally been doing that. So maybe he needs a little bit of time. I mean, I think he has the potential. And maybe, Danny Parejo has just been taking that and in all locations of the field for such a long time. Perhaps maybe
he just doesn't hit the ball. He just doesn't hit the ball where at any point though, where I think this is a player that takes a free kick. That's not his strength,
Wass struggles too there, very frustratingly so, especially in the open play. Like his crosses are all over the place. But he did have one in this game I thought was like at least in that dangerous area. Of course, he had this one on target, which was very lucky, but at least it was on target. But you're right. I mean, I haven't seen Gaia really hit any that. You're like, you see the potential.
Yeah, I mean, Gaia's strengths are, I mean, he's so good defensively. His touch is so good. He can run in stride. But it's and he can pass the ball so well, but he's not hitting these balls. And you're like, I mean, have you seen a Gaia shot where you were? I mean, it's the same thing. Like Jordi Alba is a spectacular player, but Jordi Alba is not gonna take free kicks. You know, Gaia shouldn't be taking the free kicks. So I would. You know, we have to – Gracia has to sort that out. That's
I think that also speaks to like the gap of personnel we have. We don't have, maybe not a Parejo, maybe not in Kang Lee. We don't have that second or third person who can step up and at least be a little dangerous. I would like to see Maxi in the box on those offensive.
Yeah, now that's true too. Yeah,
maybe around the box he can hit him, but I think it speaks to a little bit of a gap. And I think the theme of the first half of playing well defensively but being trapped in our own half, I think led to the goal, 63rd minute. What can you say? I think at this point I was saying, you know, if they continue in and around the box, even if they're not getting very many chances, they're likely to get one. And I think that's what results in that goal, 64th minute or 63rd minute. I don't know. What did you think there?
Yeah, I mean, I thought if we could get out, I was more sanguine. I thought if we could get out of this little spell, we might be able to hold on. But but I mean, they just kept having really great shots all off these corners. We couldn't get off the corners. And Guillamon, who I thought on the whole played well. He made that really catastrophic mistake at the end, which fortunately didn't turn into a really dangerous shot from them because the forward kind of struck it right to our player. But, you know, Guillamon on the corners, he's not as tall. And so, we kind of lacked a little bit of height. And I had been wondering why Diakabi had been preferred over Guillamon so far. And And maybe, you know, Grassi is thinking about the height, you know, on those corners. And there, this was a case where, I mean, Guillamon's taller. Guillamon couldn't have done anything differently, but he, you know, he's not going to be able to get that ball. So, so yeah, I was unfortunate. The corners were dangerous. Every corner they took, I think, seemed pretty scary for us. So, that's something. This week, I think, you know, tomorrow we're going to be playing also with Guillamon and Diakabi, I assume. So,
yeah.
So it'll hopefully we can sort out this situation on free kicks, both for us and for the opposing team.
Yeah, if I were our opponents, I'd probably be sitting around the box, whipping balls in to Guillamon around there a little bit. I think he does very, very well, but I mean, he's not going to win 100% of them. Might be a weakness that they exploit. So, yeah, they scored 63rd minute. We made subs at the 64th minute. So I do wonder if just a little bit of game management from Grassi, I think we could have used those subs 4 minutes earlier and had a little bit of lift. Ultimately, Musa came on for Jason, Gamera came on for Vallejo at that 64th minute. And I wonder if he could have done that a little earlier. It was just a 2 minutes too late. What do you think?
Yeah, I mean, I don't think that they changed it as much as Kangin Lee either. And I mean, I mean to Garcia's credit, like those chances all came in a flurry. Like I didn't really feel as if before that 60th minute that we were on the verge of giving up a goal because they didn't have much space. You know, they were having a lot of the ball, but not really in dangerous places. And then suddenly they just got these shot after shot after shot after shot, which was just all in quick succession. So he didn't have time to adjust between that first upper 90 save that Dominic, not Jaime Costa, between that first upper 90 that Dominic saved, he didn't have time to adjust. So I don't blame him for the not making those substitutions quicker. I do think that Kangin Lee should have been brought on earlier if it was sort of a more of a psychological thing that like we're trying to send a message to him then that's different. You know, I don't know what Grassi's intent there was, but it of course was surprising, and we definitely needed Kangin for that game.
Yeah, well, I think you're right. I mean, there might have been a minor lift from Gamero, Musa. I think the theme from Gamero, I mean, he has the pace to get in behind, so at least we can kind of – I think he had one or two good runs that opened them up a little bit. But it's still kind of hard when he's so isolated. So yeah. Not as effective as Kangin Lee. And Musa, of course, offers that energy. But I think just to comment on him a little bit, He kind of showed his age this time. I don't think he was as dominant. I wouldn't say dominant, but as effective as he was previous games. Gave the ball away a little bit. A little nervous on the ball. So he didn't really give us the lift either. So Kangin Lee comes in for Guedes. Guedes, I would say, he's a 6 out of 10 this game, maybe.
I think at moments he looked pretty bright. But, I mean, he made a lot of the Guedes mistakes. And holding on the ball just a step too long. But, yeah, I thought he looked – better today or better this week.
Yeah, and for Kangin Lee to come in, give us a lift, I wonder if the message was sent, but it backfired. Now does he realize he's even more important and vital for them? I don't know. What do you think? You think Grassi is kind of kicking himself? Yeah. Like, damn, I wish we had a lift with that or those earlier subs rather than Kangin Lee giving us everything.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what the thought process there is, but I suspect Kangin Lee is going to be starting tomorrow. And he's also got to be thinking, too. We have, you know, two games in 4 days. Real Sociedad just won 3-0 against Elche. They're a really top team. We have a hard time getting good results when we play in San Sebastian. So this is going to be at a stadium, Tim, that you and I have been to. This will be a hard match for us. And yeah, I mean, we'll see. We still don't have Cheryshev back. We still don't have Soler back, but it is good to get Gamero back.
Yeah. Yeah. It was nice to have him on the lineup. this week. It could just be a little bit of the league management. That could just be it. I don't know if I have any other themes other than maybe one comment on Rasic. I thought he felt a little like, I think Kondobi and him are still figuring it out. Maybe they won't be paired up so much if we did have someone come in, because they are playing that same role, kind of the role.
Yeah.
But I felt towards this second half, he was really finding himself in the right places, like picking up the ball where he needed to be, but kind of breaking up defenses a little bit more. I thought he improved throughout the game, whereas Kondogbia was leading the charge, I think, first half just a bit more. So looked really good from those two. He got subbed very late with Escardo coming on the 95th minute or so. Otherwise, yeah, I think a lot of the same themes from this game before, other than maybe a little bit of better defensive positioning, but the lack of maybe pressing and the energy was a little alarming. I mean, we should have fresh legs. I don't know. What are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, I agree. We probably should have had more substitutions earlier. And just on this Rasic point, I agree. And I think everybody can see that it's probably not ideal to be playing Kondogbia and Rasic together unless you're trying to defend a lead. Mm-hmm. But it's just the absence of personnel. You know, I mean, this is a real problem, right? Like, Escuerdo is the other option. Escuerdo has really looked in the first two games as if he's not quite ready to play such a big role for us. So, you know, you let Parejo go for free, but you don't really have somebody that can fill in.
Yeah.
You know, and I kind of wonder whether eventually the formation is just going to have to change to adjust to the players that we have, like whether we'll be playing. I mean, right now, you know, when Kangin's on, it feels like kind of a 4-4-1-1, you know, where, you know, you have Maxi as the top, you have Kangin playing between the lines, and then you have these two defensive midfielders. But, you know, if you have, you know, it could be more like a 4-3, like a 4-3-3 maybe, where Kangin can play, or you know, maybe like a 4-3-1-2 or something.
Yeah.
Where Kangin is playing like more like, or within like a 4-5-1, where you have Kangin just being able to play a little bit more with players in front of him too. I don't know. I think he's gonna be, you know, Gracia is gonna have to play with that. I think really the big question is whether Soler, when he comes back, is gonna be able to play that center midfield role, which he grew up playing, and he initially played for Valencia really well, and then Marcelino switched him to an outside midfielder. But, you know, if it's really going to depend on, you know, the whole formation, I think, is going to depend on whether Soler can actually do that center midfield role effectively. And if so, maybe we can continue this 4-4-2. Otherwise, maybe we need to change it to make it more Kangin Lee centric, right? To really build the formation around him, because, you know, we don't have many other players that can do that.
Yeah, and I think my only thought on that is one of those two will need to adjust. And I was thinking maybe like a diamond midfield where you have one of the two, Kondogbia or Rasic, sitting just below the other one. The other one shifts out to the right. Maybe Soler comes in too. And then at the top of that, you see Kang and Lee. But I don't know if either of those want to play that role. And I think what we're missing is where Rasic is not quite playing those really long from the deep balls that you kind of want to see someone maybe play make from there. So I think that's really what we're missing. So I'm not sure. And I think Soler will make it maybe a little more doable as he comes in. And by the way, how long has this guy had a coronavirus? Is he just continually getting it? Is there something else I'm missing?
No, Tim. He's probably got a trip schedule like you do, where you're just, you know, gallivanting around. And then saying, oh, I need a vacation after going to all these places by going to other places. I mean, Tim, you're embarrassing.
I mean, it's called work remotely, Sam. You can do that.
Yeah.
You know, like you work for a think tank, you can just think wherever. You don't.
That's true. I can think. I can't think at all times.
Wherever. So that's all I have from the game, Sam. I don't know if there's any other themes. Play Sociedad.
No. But Real Sociedad's going to be a tough opponent, Tim. This is going to be a tough one. We got to. I'm counting on a 1-1 tie here. That's what I'm predicting.
1-1 tie. They just beat Elche 3-0. Tied Madrid on the 20th. Tied Valladolid. They're going to be good. I'll say a 2-2 tie. I think we'll get some goals.
Okay.
Yeah, but right now they're in third place. Of course, Atletico, Barca, Sevilla have to play two games. I think they're two games behind due to their Europe games. Real Madrid and Getafe are a game behind. So our fifth place is it's a nice little gift to see us in fifth right now. We'll probably should be in ninth or tenth after the, maybe a few weeks. I don't know, a few little themes from the weekend. Did you see Villarreal?
I watched Viria. I felt bad for Parejo, but man, Emery, as you predicted, really struggling with this team. I mean, their shape looked bad. They never really had a shot.
Yeah.
And no one really, maybe Barcelona was trying to get out a little bit of frustration from a really poor summer.
Yeah.
And, in their last game, of course, when they lost 8-2. So, that was a little unnerving to see that result. And then, of course, the Atletico Madrid result was also pretty unnerving as a Valencia fan, seeing how dominant Atletico Madrid was with apparently João Felix playing his best game in an Atletico uniform. And then Suarez, which was gifted to them by Barcelona, scoring two goals and just as a late substitution. So it's going to be tough. It's going to be tough, Tim. Liga is always tough.
Yeah, it's going to be tough. And that Barcelona team's largely the same. Pjanic came on, looked pretty good. But Villarreal, man, defensively, I didn't even know what formation they were playing, Sam. I didn't know whether their center backs were. Poor Parejo in there. And Coquelin seemed to be pretty lost. But it was very nice to see Unai Emery just sit on the coach's seat with his mask on. If you haven't seen that, you got to find a picture of it. It's just fantastic. He is just despondent. Exactly where I want him to be. So
yeah, that's true.
Cool. So shit out tomorrow. Are we going to shoot this pod afterwards? Are we going to wait till next Monday?
Let's wait till Sunday, and then we'll cover Real Sociedad, hopefully with some good transfer news and our next match after that.
Yeah, Sociedad then to Betis, who narrowly
lost. Oh, Betis. Oh, yes.
Madrid, 3-2. I think they got cards. So, of course, I'm interested to see. They play Getafe tomorrow. I'm going to watch that game and see how both of those teams are looking now this season. But, yeah, two tough games ahead of us.
Yeah.
We need some.
ASAP. We need some good results.
And then, actually, real quick, back to, I think, Villarreal. I think it's after that. So, three. Tough games. So two maybe confidence killers going into a Villarreal game that will be a very interesting one playing in Danny Pereira. So all right, sir, until next week, more La Liga fun.
Your heads up, everyone. Keep complaining about the transfers. Let's hope that we get some good news in the next couple of days. And whenever you're feeling down about our performance, just know that Tim is somewhere at a gas station meandering between one intermittent home and the next.
So. Sam, I have a laptop, a book bag, and golf clubs. That's like all I have in my name. How golf clubs made it in like the top three possessions I own more than like...
That is really amazing.
It says a lot about this year and my life, so... enjoy, everyone. If you have an apartment, you're already ahead of me in terms of your life goals and mission. That makes it better. All right, sir.
All right, man. Until next week. See you, man.